Simon & Schuster Audio presents Tune It Out by Jamie Sumner. Read by Cindy Kay. 1. Bagels & Joe. Bagels & Joe can't be more than the size of your average motel room, but it is wall-to-wall jars of roasted coffee beans. It smells nutty and warm on this cold September morning. No one looks for a truant in a place like this. Ordinarily, I love it here, curled up with a book and headphones in a corner where I can be any age at all in the low light. But today I can't hide, because today I'm the entertainment. It's been a month since our last show and my most recent episode. I can still feel the terrible panic, hear the confused voices of the crowd, and see Mom trying to gather our money and run. I suppose I should be grateful for the four-week break with no shows along the lake. She has a job now, too, at the diner down the road, so we've usually got enough leftover hash browns and day-old donuts to keep us fed. But that doesn't mean she still hasn't been trying, like always, to land me the next big gig. And today, we've got a show. I can't tell if the time off has made the fear better or worse. Do I want to throw up more or less than I normally do before a performance? That's too close to call. It doesn't help that Bagels & Joe is also the place to come in Lake Tahoe to find undiscovered talent. I can't believe Mom finally talked Joe, the owner, into it. Maybe he heard about what had happened in front of the restaurant. Everybody always feels sorry for me after they see me melt down. That can't happen today. Mom's already given me the stand tall, be brave, keep it together speech.